So today I just want to talk about addiction and dealing with an addict. It's something that I'm going through personally, and I just wanted to talk about my two cents on it. And I just want to say it's one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my entire life. I fell in love with somebody, and I didn't know they were an addict until 6 months into the relationship, and now they just lie and manipulate and deceive me just to get their fix. And at one point you want to stay and help them recover because you love them. You fell in love with them and you don't want to see them going down a bad road. And you think that you can control them and you think that you can help them through this time. And while that may be true for some cases, the one thing I've realized is that you cannot control somebody else. No matter what you want to do, no matter how much you want to help somebody through rationalization, through setting up boundaries, or through ultimatums, you can't control somebody. At the end of the day, you can't. Like, they have to help themselves. They have to make the decision to stop. It's only in their power. And for me, I kept giving this person chances, chance after chance after chance, that they just kept stabbing me in the back, lying to me, breaking their promises, straight up lying to my face, making excuses and excuse after excuse. And things just kept happening that I thought were weird. How can so many weird things happen in somebody's life? To the point where it just got suspicious, you know what I mean? Every time I dropped her off for work, she would disappear. First, she'd be in the hospital for 24 hours. I can't check the records, so I don't know if that's true or not. And then other times, just like every little tiny excuse after excuse. And I let it go, and I wanted to fix things, but you can't fix somebody. And the hardest decision is to let them go. Because ultimately, when it reaches a point to where it's toxic in your life and it's bringing you down, then not only do you have to let go, but you have to realize that they're the only ones that can help themselves. And this sucks because you feel like you love them, you feel kind of responsible for helping them or for staying with them through recovery or trying to get a recovery program or whatever. You feel almost obligated to stay. And at the same time, what I also realized that I'm being codependent, which means that I get a fix, or I get my fix, I guess you can call it, from trying to control somebody else, trying to help somebody else, trying to be the rescuer or whatever. I'm focusing more on that person and trying to help them to the point where it's detrimental to me. And that's a sign of codependency, which I didn't realize before. And I just wanted to make this podcast about, just what I'm going through in my life right now. It's not going to be the pretext of the entire podcast. I want to talk about business. I want to talk about opportunities to do things that get you out of your current situation, changing things, business, entrepreneurialism, self-help, just a general category. And this is one of the hardest things that I've had to deal with. So, not to make this too long, the key things are: do what you think is best for you first, even if that means leaving the other person, even if that means that if leaving them, you might think that their situation is going to get worse, but you've lived your entire life up until the point where you two met. If you're going through the same thing, hold on. You two have lived your life up until that point where you met. You two are fine. You two had your own life. You did your own thing, they did their own thing. And the reason why you two chose to be together was you each had your own life. You each focused on you, your wants, your needs, your happiness, and you two chose to be together. You two chose to be to live a life together, and that's what it comes down to. Once you choose to be with somebody because you feel like you're helping them out of their current situation, or the focus goes on to them, or when you're with somebody for a reason other than simply two independent people choosing to be with each other, then the relationship gets toxic. And this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And I'm leaving. I'm finally leaving because I know that the manipulation and the lies are just going to drag me down, and I'm going to give her more chances and chance after chance because I'm a good person. I'm a good-hearted person, and I believe in the good in people. But at the same time, I also have to look at myself and realize that I am being codependent because I'm putting my life on hold. I'm putting my health on hold. I'm not talking to friends. Like I'm so stressed out that I've reached rock bottom in my life. I am so stressed out. I am so on the verge of becoming like mentally insane and crazy and ruining my life, quitting my job, ruining my life to help this person, to feel like I'm responsible for this person's actions. And that's just a complete toxic relationship. But the thing is, the thing that if I can get to, over to you, whoever's listening, is that you don't realize it. You don't realize the entire situation because you're going down this tunnel, this hole, this vortex of toxicity because you're so wrapped up in it. And it's really, really hard to take a step back and to look at the entire situation from a third perspective. From an outside perspective. And I just want to tell you that it's okay to leave. It's okay if you love somebody, if you really love somebody, you might feel guilty for leaving them, especially when they're doing bad or especially in their time of need. But in an addict's case where they just constantly make excuses and manipulate and lie to get what they want, to get their fix, to get their high, you can't help them. There's no help. You can show them the way, you can show them the door, but it's ultimately up to them to step through it. And you can only do so much until you realize that there's no hope. And when that happens, hopefully it doesn't happen, but that's the thing about manipulation is you don't realize it until it's almost too late. Until you hit rock bottom, which is where I'm at. And until you realize that, once you get to that point, leave. Work on you. Be independent. Work on your goals and dreams. You choose to be with another independent person who has their own life under control. It's a mutual thing between two people that are independent, that are living their own life to get to on their own. But they choose to be together. They choose to be with you, and you choose to be with them. And that's it. That's just my thoughts on the situation, and that's it for this episode. Talk to you later.